Minnesota News Network.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Aye. The motion prevails.
It looks like state lawmakers and law enforcement could have a compromise on clarifying a new state law governing use of force by resource officers who are on site in Minnesota schools.
A key change that helped the bill pass a key committee in the Senate and now the House gives law enforcement comfort language that school resource officers will not have different restrictions on use of force than any other peace officer. New Hope Democrat Cedric Frazier says it creates a framework that we don't have now.
We've had a kind of a mismatch, hodgepodge with different criteria in them around the state.
Lakeville Republican Jeff Witte helped broker the compromise. We asked if major law enforcement groups support it.
We worked through it, and we have come to language that we're all going to support and get our SROs back into schools.
Bill Werner reporting.
A vote on the Minnesota House floor could come as soon as next week. In other news, Attorney General Keith Ellison has announced a federal lawsuit settlement that will stop three online lenders from targeting vulnerable customers and charging exorbitant interest rates. In October 2023, Ellison sued Bright Lending, Green Trust Cash, and Target Cash Now, all working control of Island Mountain Development Group, for issuing thousands of loans to Minnesota consumers, charging anywhere from 400 to 800% annual interest. The lenders collected at least $540,000 in illegal interest. This is MNN.